community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So in the studio with me this afternoon at 26 past four, we've actually got Joe from the Brentwood Gazette. Hi, afternoon, Joe.
Hello.
You brought the sunshine with you, I see.
Indeed, I certainly have.
Lovely. You got a shirt and tie. And how are you doing that? How do you do that tie and jacket thing in this heat?
It's just style, isn't it?
Very stylish you are as well. Very smooth. So you're going to tell us about some of the stuff that's going on in tomorrow's edition of the Brentwood Gazette.
Indeed, yes. The first thing we've got up is the Brentwood Arts Festival is coming on July the 9th.
Right.
And there is a group of actors, the St. Peter's Players, who are dedicating the evening to one of their former chair people, Jean Morris, who sadly passed away recently.
Right, yeah.
But she was such an inspiration. She was always there. They said they're going to dedicate the evening to her. And
Bless them. That's nice. That's a lovely thing to do.
It is. It certainly is. And she was saying she was always a small bundle of fun and always in charge. So it should be a lovely evening.
Oh yeah, bless. That's lovely. That's a lovely thing to do. I think that's really, really nice. Really nice.
It certainly is. The second thing we've got this week is Gareth Sell. This is somebody you may have heard of. He's a former soldier.
Yes, I think we had it. I think it's coming back to me now. I think I did actually interview him.
Mm. Indeed, and he is from the Brentwood area. He often does things for charity.
Yeah.
And he recently tried to cycle 900 miles from John O'Groats to Land's End for UNICEF. And in 48 hours, which is no small feat, but unfortunately an old back injury, he said, stopped him and his team just before Glasgow.
Oh, he got all that way?
He did. He certainly did. So it was a fantastic effort, but unfortunately the injury just had to make him stop, just obviously to his own health is obviously paramount.
And that's something like, I mean, I could be completely wrong there, something like 700 miles, isn't it? From one end to the other?
It certainly is a long way, say the least.
It is, isn't it?
48 hours is no mean feat, but he said that he's certainly going to try again, but perhaps do it in a slightly slower time.
Yeah, I'll bless him. Because that's not an off-going sum, you know, on a bicycle. 48 hours to do that, that's horrendous.
Indeed.
It's huge, huge feat just to do. I mean, just to get to the borders alone, that's just, what?
Absolutely.
I live 90 seconds drive from here.
Right.
And I drive in every day. That shows you. As, hence the shape of me.
Right.
What else have you got coming up?
What else have we got coming up? We have Mystery in Kelton Hatch. Peacocks. You probably would have heard them if you've been to the area. There were four peacocks who were in the village last spring.
Right.
Now there are none. One was found, unfortunately, dead about 6 or so weeks ago. Another one was found injured and was taken away by the RSPCA, but the other two who have just disappeared, it seems, it's become a bit of a village mystery.
Really? So this is a full-grown peacock with the big feathers on the tail and all the rest of it?
Yep. And it's just gone. Villagers aren't sure whether it's been it says here, somebody said slaughtered, or they could have just been taken away by somebody to a new home, but people just aren't sure. I mean, if you do happen to see them or know where they are, or...
What would you want with a peacock?
Well...
Love, I'll keep people talking. You get that in your handbag. I can't see many people... Really? Would somebody nick a peacock just because, like, that's nice, we'll stick that in a garden, love, next to the pond, that'll be gorgeous.
Who knows? I mean, that's what we're trying to find out. And if anyone does know, I mean, we're on Twitter at Gazette Series, and our... Newstech is always available on the phone. It's 01245 602 733. Give us a ring, give us a tweet, and maybe you can get to the bottom of the mystery.
But, I'm trying to recall a piece of information that's stuck in the back of my head. I think, I'm not sure, I could be completely wrong, but I read somewhere that the sturgeon, the fish, and certain birds were protected because they were owned by the Queen. You couldn't fish for them, you couldn't shoot them, you couldn't do anything. And I think the peacock was one of them. I'm not sure. I could be completely wrong with
that. No, likewise, that could possibly be the case, but if that is indeed the case, then that's even more of a reason to get to the bottom of this mystery, and fingers crossed we'll know one way or the other what's happened soon.
If that is the case, you imagine Queenie sitting in the Buckingham Palace there going, "Where's my peacocks gone? Someone's lifted them."
Absolutely.
What we got? What's the last piece today, then?
In that voice as well.
Yeah. Charlie, you see my peacock? Very deep voice she's got when she takes her shoes off. Yeah.
Now, the final thing we've got is we do like to have fun on the paper. Of course, we bring you the best news from Brentwood, naturally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
obviously.
We also like to have a bit of fun, and that comes courtesy of Barleylands Farm this week. They have recently daubed seven of their sheep in with the England flag and given them numbers, I understand.
Oh, really?
And we therefore have latched onto that.
Yeah,
and
you as you do.
Find a sheep match report involving England, the England team that we sort of put together, involving rather amusing sheep puns.
Now, are you doing the same thing? Because I saw a report in, I can't remember the newspaper, this was years ago, about my dog knows who's going to win the next Grand National.
No.
Is it one of those things you're doing?
No, it's better than that. We have made the England team these seven sheep, and we've done a match report on it.
Right, and, gotcha, okay.
I was looking at it today. It wasn't me who wrote it, sadly. It was somebody else. And I was chuckling away to myself. It is a very funny read. And
hopefully
it's a bit of a light-hearted read for you all.
So you've done that. You've done that because of the football.
Indeed.
Marvellous. That sounds fantastic.
Fingers crossed we'll win.
Fingers crossed. You never know, dear. You never know. Right, well, Joe, thank you very much for coming in and telling us what's coming up in tomorrow's Brentwood Gazette. As always, we'll put a link to this on our website, phoenixfm.com. On the right-hand side, just click on the drive time or my name, and it will take you to the page where you'll be able to listen to this interview, and it will take you to all the websites again. Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.